flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yeah, it's a football Friday with no football on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling, buddy?
Spike Lee, doing pretty good, brother. We have made it through the worst week that we could have made it through. And then, quite frankly, we made it through with flying colors.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No football this weekend. And quite frankly, the week has flown by.
A plus for us this week.
I really got to give it to us.
Yes.
Jackie Baseball, hang on. Pitches and catches in a couple weeks, right? You'll be able to pop in a blue chute in. But until then,
get ready
for February 9th. Holla at you, boy.
Spike is starting to open the show in his Broad's voice. I want that to be
a little bit.
Like, little Broadsy.
Is it a little because the voice is a little screwy this
week,
too?
Could be a little bit. We are a day away.
Yes. From what?
From being in New Orleans.
Oh.
Yeah. Is Bourbon Street ready for this show?
Oh, come on. I'm going to stay up past 9.
Yep.
Maybe.
We're going to get wild.
Oh,
and you know who's not going to be there?
Who?
Kyle Quinn.
Oh, he's not going.
No, I gave him crap in between the breaks here.
Oh, yeah. She's not good.
You got to earn it. It's not fair, man.
No, it's mean. It's mean. I love Kyle.
You got to earn it. He hasn't earned it yet.
The next Super Bowl?
We'll see. We'll see where the show's at that.
Yeah.
It is a midday show.
Yeah, he's still got that mustache, right? I haven't even looked. Does he? Yeah.
He's a tough one to look at. He's like a peeper. Starting early today.
That is
Starting
wrong.
Starting early today.
Show on show crime.
Be like.
Yeah. All right, big show, Football Friday. No game on Sunday, but we still treat it like a Football Friday. Nick Kostos going to join us at 2:40, maybe help you game plan out your Super Bowl betting menu with Nick.
We got a Pro Bowl game Sunday.
Can you bet on that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, okay. All right, see if Kostos is betting on the Pro Bowl. Elliot Short Parks will join us at 3, find out what he thinks about BG playing in the Super Bowl, maybe any other injury updates. There's no game on Sunday, but Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast happens anyway at 3:30. Very special guest. It's hard to tell these guys apart. Normally we have Jaws at 4:00. Gilly the Kid, sort of like they look exactly the same.
Gilly
going to join us at 4.
Wow.
Yes, and the top 5 of 5. It's a big show. It's a big show.
It is a big show on a Friday.
So
about that?
I actually tuned in for about 7 minutes last night to Fritz at 6.
That's about all of it.
More than enough. You know, well, I had Jack for so many hours during the day. Who needs more Jack?
Sure.
But the show, it was a good topic last night, Jack. And here was the question, Ike, because I don't think I know your answer to this. Mm-hmm. His supposition was that if the Eagles win this Super Bowl, This season, this team is the greatest Philadelphia team of all time. Do you agree with that?
Wow.
It's big.
Here's what I like about the question. I think it's an interesting topic.
Sure.
I can't wait to hear everyone else's opinion on this. I don't think there's one right opinion. Obviously, we're prisoners of the moment, but the one thing about Philadelphia, it is rich in history and is very knowledgeable about its sports history here. So I can't wait to hear from everybody else on some of the other teams that they would maybe consider as being the best. With that being said, there is a hint there that I too would believe this is the best team ever.
Really?
Yes, I would believe this is the best team ever if they win the championship. You know, they win a championship. When I look at the level of talent, when I look at – now, here's the thing. With some of those other teams, we have the benefit of knowing the results.
Yes, the perspective on the careers of those guys.
Yeah, it's already there, right? Yep. Hall of Famers there, yep. You know. So I get all of that, and I know we'll dive through it. We'll comb through it with a fine-tooth comb, trying to figure out which team is the best. But I look at this team, and I say, this team, quite frankly, the season that it's had is a little underrated. Now, think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that. They have a 2,000-plus yard rusher that could have very easily broken the all-time rushing record. I digress. Move
204.
On. We move on. 204. We move on.
New record. Should have.
Keep
and should have.
Moving.
New
yes.
record.
Keep it moving.
Yep.
Keep it moving.
Yep.
They have arguably, I don't even know if it's arguably, they have the best offensive line in football.
Yes,
so
I agree.
So now when I'm thinking about offensive line, Spike, I'm thinking about the Hogs, those great Washington Redskins offensive linemen of the 80s.
Yep.
I'm thinking about the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. They had in their three championship era.
Yep.
Right? When you think about offensive lines, underrated offensive line was what the offensive line in Denver did with Terrell Davis under Alex Gibbs and the stretch zone offense. This offensive line, I believe, has a chance to go down as one of those offensive lines in history. And then the defense. Although the names aren't necessarily marquee names, we're getting these guys at the beginning of their careers. They're just scratching the surface. By the time they're done, they will be household names, all pros, pro bowlers at several different positions with this team. I look at the coordinators. I look at the head coach. I look at I don't believe this is a one-year type of team. I think this team has a chance to go on a nice little run here. I really do. And you got an all-time great at running back. When you look at the Philadelphia teams, the 83 team will be brought up.
Yep.
Hall of Famers all over the place there. But that team almost has a feel of they finally did it after disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. Some can even make the same argument for the 80s team with the Phillies 80s team.
Yep.
They finally did it in 80. I don't know if I have a they finally did it feeling with this team as much as I have this is the beginning of something that could be great for a while. And so if they win it and you're taking down Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, yeah. Yeah. The Sixers beat the great Lakers. Yep. The Phillies. Who the Phillies beat?
The Royals.
George Brett.
George Brett.
But they beat the Astros in a 5-game series, and Nolan Ryan, they came back in game 5 to take down him.
Yeah. Okay. Solid. I can go with that. I'm just saying, they would have my vote. It's modern day. And I hate to get too much in the weeds, but there's something to building a team that's strong, the way teams in the NFL have to do it today versus the way teams did it before free agency and all of that. This, to me, is a little harder to do and a little harder to sustain. So they would have my vote as the top team ever.
215-592-9494. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, are they the best Eagle, the best now, Philadelphia team of all time?
Now, if they don't win it, they go right back down there with us, the 04 team. And
now,
some of the teams, the 93 team, the teams that didn't get it done.
So, and Jack, you say yes, right? That was the whole framing of what you said yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
So the two teams, you mentioned the two teams that came into my mind. The reason, so my opinion on this is not yet. Mm-hmm. Because I think that perspective is really beneficial in determining how great a team is, right? So the two teams I thought of course, were the 80 Phillies and the 83 Sixers. Mm-hmm. The 83 Sixers won 65 games. They won the championship. Now, all three teams have one sort of similarity in that they all added one player that put them over the top, right?
Yep. Yep.
The 80 Phillies added Pete Rose. The 83 Sixers added Moses.
Yep.
The 82-83 Sixers added Moses. And these Eagles added Saquon.
Yep.
So there is one similarity there. But I think that Hall of Fame, there's no one on this Eagles team that is a lock Hall of Famer right now. That you can say right now, if they retire, they're a lock Hall of Famer. Lane Johnson is the closest.
For Lane,
yeah. I don't think he's a lock. I think he's a probably.
Yeah.
So the 83 Sixers, Dr. J, Hall of Famer, Moses Malone, Hall of Famer, Mo Cheeks, Hall of Famer, and then there's Andrew Toney and Bobby Jones and Billy Cunningham.
No disrespect to Mo Cheeks.
No. I got you.
All right.
If it was the NFL, he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, all right.
But still, Hall of Fame.
Nonetheless, Hall of Fame.
Nonetheless, Hall of Fame. So I guess what I would say is I keep those, and then the 80 Phillies, Schmitty Hall of Famer, Pete Rose, basically Hall of Famer. Yeah, the number one hit king of all time. Steve Carlton, just, you know, so
but they didn't dominate like this team.
No, they only won, 91
games? They won
games.
91 games.
Yeah. I think the 83 Sixers is the best.
The gold standard.
Yeah, is the standard compared to this one. And of course, the
is Billy C in the Hall of Fame?
He is as a player.
He is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, he is in the Hall of Fame,
Who could forget the 67 Sixers?
Come on, man.
It's about time someone brought
Warriors.
Them up.
Yeah.
Whatever. No, they're the Sixers.
Were they the Sixers?
Yeah, they were the Sixers.
Oh, okay, I thought they were.
So and of course we have the 08 Phillies. We have the 2010-2011 Phillies.
Yeah.
And then we have the team that Jack until this point has said the greatest team that he ever watched, even though they didn't win the championship, was your 04 Eagles.
Well, yeah, I mean that's fair.
That's called having the eye.
I mean, that's an eye test.
That's an eye test.
And actually, I think even if they lose the But I think they're still the best individual team I've seen. I'm not comparing the 83 Sixers. I'm not comparing them back
then. Even if they lose,
I think this is the most... Because they are going against Mahomes and Andy. It wouldn't be some upset if they lose this game.
You know what? I would argue the 04 team is a strong case.
I would love to know what the line would be. This team versus the 04 team.
Let me just tell you this. And I love A.J. Brown. He's T.O. 2.0. A.J. Brown is, we would say, the third best receiver in the league behind Justin Jefferson
and Jamar Chase.
T.O. is no worse than the third worst receiver in the history of the game.
Right. Yep.
The history of third best receiver. I'm sorry. The third best receiver in the history of the game.
And in terms of established defensive players.
I got him at number two behind Jerry Rice.
And in terms of established defensive players, that team we know with perspective.
Yes. Well, and listen. I mean, we sent 10 Pro Bowlers
to
Hawaii when the Pro Bowl mattered. Too,
wow. By the way. Are you changing your vote?
Well, I'm just saying.
Right. Well, people do sleep on that team.
That's if they don't win.
And
if they win, Spike, I got them there.
Okay.
As the best.
Yeah,
so
that's what we're doing. This is if they win.
Yeah, this is if they don't win, they go with some of the other great teams that didn't get it done.
And the difference between this team, obviously the 04 team, is the quarterback. I mean, you know.
Quarterback was better.
Donovan threw for what, 32 touchdowns that year? 6 picks?
Yeah.
And could you compare the 04 team to the Phillies, the 2011 Phillies? What was the Four Aces Phillies?
That was 11.
The 2011,
yeah.
Or even the 09. How many games did we win in 09?
Well, 09, they went to Game 6 of the World Series.
Right, against
the
Yankees.
And then I think the 10 team was the best. But,
okay.
You know, a lot of people say the 11 team, but...
The 11 team set the record.
They did, but their offense was, like, really over... Like, they were carried by those four pitchers, essentially.
Yeah. Yep. All right. 215-5.
The total team game, Mike.
Yeah. Don't sleep on Joe Blanton.
Well, they slept on Joe Blanton, and he was hurt most of the year. Vance Worley pitch.
215-592-9494. You're stick in the mud.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
I think that's the opposite.
Right.
I'm too dumb to be a stick in the mud.
Do you Do you think this Eagles team, if they win the Super Bowl, are the greatest Philadelphia team of all time? Also, coming up, we are sending we're sending Buzz out to the streets, and if you haven't heard why, we will tell you why. That is coming up in a minute. 215-592-9494.
Uh-oh.
Every day.
Your mouse?
Every day. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Here y'all go again.
What?
Mouse messed up. Come on, man. Come on, man. We're Super Bowl close, y'all. We got to tighten it up every day, son.
Something ain't working.
Try my best, man. Try my best.
Hey, man, look. I know you were talking about Buzz. I just got to get an alert real quick. Buzz, don't be walking up on everybody. Make sure you ask them before you get too close. You know, it's Philadelphia now. Listen, I know you were happy. Hey, man, I'm just saying, like, everybody don't know. They don't want to be walking up on everybody. But, hey, can I ask you a question? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we want to keep you safe out there, Buzz. That's all. But real quick, Ike, my dog. But see, I hate topics like this because, like, it puts fandom against other fandom. You know, I that was his team, so he going to ride for his boys. You know,
damn right.
T.O. was a dog. But Ike, the way Ike said it, it was like it wasn't close. Like, he was like, oh, if they lose, I'm like, hold on, Ike, listen, man. Now y'all know Five and Hurts my boy, but I tell you what, in the Super Bowl, I know somebody ain't gonna be doing something. You know, I y'all know what I'm gonna start. I know ain't gonna be happening with him. That's all I know.
That's fine.
He's got a point.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fine. I can't dispute.
Yeah.
I can't dispute that.
And look, and when we looking at teams, this team added Saquon. But it's like this team is still like a continuation. Like, if you look at 2004 or 2004, right, they went to four NFC title games. They went to the Super Bowl and they lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
This team been to two NFC title games and two Super Bowl. Now, we waiting to see the outcome. Now, if they lose.
No, we're saying if they win. If they win.
No, we're just saying if they win, yeah.
Yeah, but if they win, for sure, they the best. Yeah. Like, I mean, you got a guy in Saquon Barkley that – could go down like this. Could go down. It probably is the greatest single season an athlete had in the history of Philadelphia. Like, if we go in and win the Super Bowl and he wins like Super Bowl MVP,
right?
Like, I'm not gonna bring up Week 18 to get Ike going. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they took that away from me. Now, if he go on and win, because you already know, if he would have played a Week 18 and play healthy, he would have broke the record. And then you win the Super Bowl and Super Bowl MVP. And let's be real. He should be the NFL MVP.
Too. I agree. I agree. Yeah.
This could be the greatest. And then you sit here and look at the defense. We all thought this defense was like, we say, oh, if they could be average, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They went out here and they shocked us. You know what I'm saying? They did something. They the best defense. We got Zach Bond. We were talking about Zach Bond. Like, can he contribute? This man might be the first or second best player on the team. Like, the defensive side of the football. You got Q, who in training camp was playing nickel. This boy about him playing the Pro Bowl level. Like, what these dudes is doing? And then you sit up here and you just look at, like, the coaching job that Nick Sirianni's done. Like, from where he came from and all the babble mouth. Like, I don't even hear about Nick Sirianni no more. Like all the goofy stuff he was doing. Like, during the game, we don't even see Sirianni. Like, it's like he's a regular guy now. Like, it's like what he's involved into. So we win the Super Bowl this year. This is the best team in history. No disrespect to the other teams, you know.
See, I would ask you about the 83 Sixers, but you're a fraud Laker fan, so I guess I can't, right? See, I got you.
83? I'm the same age as Jack. I wasn't even born in 83. So I can't.
Oh, sorry. I guess there's no internet or books or anything.
Right,
so dude's never heard of Moses Malone.
I heard him, but what I'm saying is, like, I'm just talking about what I've seen.
Okay,
like,
all right.
Like, even like the 0-1 Sixers, like what Allen Iverson did, Dragons.
Oh, yeah,
like,
this team's better than the 0-1
Sixers. Blows the door off.
But what I'm talking about, like a single season, like what Allen Iverson did versus, like, a guy like Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Like, that was a great feat. Allen Iverson won the MVP. But it's like.
Yep, Saquon had to carry people just like AI did, right?
Come on, man.
You almost walked into that one.
Yep. Got Eric Snow over there behind center.
After we win this Super Bowl Sunday, we going to start having, because I heard you say, we don't know if there's a Hall of Famer on the team, you know?
Well, I'm just saying at the time, there's no surefire Hall of Famers.
He win the Super Bowl, it's going to be a couple of them on this team.
It's going to be a couple of them, and the quarterback going to be one of them.
Not surefire.
Yeah, no, he's not a surefire Hall of Famer.
He's going to be in the conversation. All I need, with this year four, and we in a conversation in year four. That's all I need. Just put me in the talks, baby.
You can have a conversation with yourself about anything. But, all right, Corey. All right. All right, man.
Well, it would solidify Lane as a two-time Super Bowl winner.
It would definitely help Lane's case.
Yeah, solidify
it would definitely
him.
Help
Lane's
case.
It also, I mean, not players, but Howie's a lock, I think.
Yeah,
probably solidifies
I think so.
Howie as, yep. as a Hall of Famer.
Slay gets closer.
Yeah, gets closer.
I don't think he's iffy, but I think you can at least have a conversation.
Certainly helps Saquon's case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely helps Saquon's case.
So joining us in studio, Mr. Buzz, Commissioner Buzz himself. Buzz walked in here with a giant. And Jack, can we get a picture of this to put on the afternoon show Twitter? Buzz with the card.
You want Buzz's face in it or just the card?
Up to you. I'll let you
Buzz's
make the call.
Buzz's face might bring the you know, no one wants
down.
To see that.
Yeah. So a giant thank you card with Saquon on the front that is directed toward Joe Shane. We have a giant thank you card to thank Giants general manager Joe Shane for gifting us Saquon Barkley. And Buzz is going to hit the streets of Philadelphia today to get... Buzz, I'm tasking you with you are not allowed back in this door unless... How many signatures, Ike? Does he... He's got to be...
300?
300?
300.
By 5:45, he's got to be back in here?
Yes.
I think that's easy. This is a city of 2 million people. Buzz, can you handle that?
I think I can get 300.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you have enough Sharpies?
I got enough Sharpies ready to go.
Okay. So what we'll do is we will have Buzz call up and check in where he is and where he's going. So if you'd like, you can meet him there and sign it. However, the first location, I don't know if we're allowed to say.
I think we're allowed to say.
We are allowed to say
Ava
it?
Said we could say.
Okay, all right. So
Ava said we could say.
Ava said we could say.
Whatever. So you are going outside of where they're filming the Jason Kelce late night show.
Headed to Union Transfer. People waiting to get into, they call it Late Night with Jason Kelce.
Yes.
Plenty of passionate Eagles fans there. Don't think I'll have too much trouble getting that crowd to sign this
That's
card.
That's sort of cheating. It's sort of cheating.
That's all right, though. It's on the streets.
Real Eagles fans.
We want real Eagles fans signing this.
And if you end up going over there to see Buzz, don't cause any ruckus trying to get into the show. Let the people who are going into the show get into the show.
Yeah.
I don't want to cause any.
Those are tickets.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be annoying.
Not causing a security issue.
Yeah, right. that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to.
And don't give Budge a wedgie. You know, don't look for a locker.
Yeah, don't check his underwear for accidents.
Yeah. And don't make him have an accident.
Yeah, don't make him have an accident. No pushing Buzz, nothing physical. And Buzz, you are absolutely confident walking up to a stranger and saying, hey, can you sign this card for Joe Shane?
I think once I explain what it is, I have no issue going from there.
And we are sending Tucker with you to record
the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay, because I want at least a couple awkward interactions.
I imagine there will be.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So first you're going to Union Transfer. Do we know where you're going right after that?
So I don't know in what particular order, but Reading Terminal Market, One Liberty Place, Chickies in South Philly, 30th Street Station. We'll be hitting all of those.
All right. So you'll be at All right. So you'll check in with us from Union Transfer, and then we'll find out where you're going to go next. But that's where you're going now.
Yes. That's where I'm going.
Union Transfer
now.
Is 11th and Spring Garden or something like
Sounds
that?
Sounds about Gross. 10th, 11th.
Right,
yeah.
Right around there. Okay. All right, Commissioner Buzz, do not walk in that door without 300 signatures.
Looking forward to it. I'll check in soon.
All right. Thank you, Joe Shane. All right, coming up next, Nick Kostos joins us, give you some betting advice, early betting advice for the Super Bowl. And I also want to talk about this thing with you guys where, people talk about the Kansas City Chiefs getting like beneficial calls from the refs, like that the league is cheating for the Kansas City Chiefs. We will talk about if we think that is actually the case coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Gilly joining us at 4 o'clock today. Very special guest. Slide in there for Jaws. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, here's the question. If the Eagles win the Super Bowl, will this be the greatest Philly sports team of all time, yes or no? What do you think the Twitter response is?
This is an interesting one. I want to say we all are prisoners of the moment, so I think the majority are saying yes, but I still think there's a healthy amount of respect for the 80s Phillies championship team and how much how great of a player Mike Schmidt and Pete Rose was, along with Lefty.
By the way, we haven't mentioned the Flyers, 73-74 Flyers, Stanley Cup.
74-75.
It's 74-75 Flyers, yes.
Awesome. Got a lot of calls already.
Sorry.
Yeah. Of course. And then obviously the 83 Sixers.
Yes.
So, but I'm going to go with the majority right now slightly. Let's go with 54%.
How about this? 81.3%.
Wow.
Now, I retweet. Normally, when I retweet it, the percentages will change because it'll get out into a different audience. But that is crazy.
That is strong right there.
The people are feeling good.
Well,
maybe a little too good, to be honest with you.
And you know what it is? It's a, I'll go back to the Saquon effect. It's a likable team. It's pretty, in the defense, right? Because the offense is pretty much the same except for Saquon.
Yes.
Yeah, this wasn't that likable of a team last year.
No.
At times. So,
yeah.
And obviously there's a young defense there with a lot of young players that everybody is excited about, especially moving forward. I just think it's a team that people feel like, you know what? This isn't lightning in a bottle. This is a team that we're going to have for a while. And I think Saquon, being as great as he is, has made this team even that much more fun to watch. Listen, come on, Spike, Jack. This city's DNA is defense and running game.
That's right.
Run the ball.
This is what they're proud of. That's what this team represents.
Well, I think a difference between this team and the 17 team, no one thinks about that 17 team as one of the best teams of all time.
Right.
I think if this team wins, this goes down as like football-wise one of the better teams.
Yes. I think it will be in that category.
Yeah,
I do.
The 17 team is more about the story of what happened rather than them being one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yep.
So it looks like there will be at least one big change before next year. Diana Russini had reported that Kellen Moore was not sold on the Saints job, but this from Tom Pelissero. Saints GM Mickey Loomis informed other candidates this morning, while there has been no final decision, he plans to continue discussions with Kellen Moore. Moore has been working on staff. He can't officially be hired until after the Super Bowl and another meeting awaits. So it does seem like the Eagles will have yet another offensive coordinator next year. As Tom Pelissero reports, that it looks like Kellen Moore is going to be the Saints head coach. Well, at least one thing's out of the way.
He got that money right.
He doesn't have to worry about any more interviews now. Like, he doesn't have to study anymore. He can just focus on this, hopefully. And the Eagles are going to have to get working on thinking about who the next offensive coordinator is going to be.
It'll be interesting to see whether they go outside or stay within.
Yes, well, and Nussmeier, my gut tells me he would go with Kellen Moore to the Saints, but I have no idea.
And so. I don't know their working history. Did they work together prior to being here? I don't know.
I forget where Nussmeier was before here.
I tell you what, though, his son is at LSU.
Well aware.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he's running his quarterback in at LSU.
How about that?
Yeah, we'll see him. But the one that I find interesting is Kevin Petullo. Kevin Petullo kind of feels like Nick Sirianni's Press Taylor.
He is.
Yeah.
Yes.
With Doug.
Yep.
You know, so do they let Nick promote from within?
Right.
Or is Howie say, hold on, I got you Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio.
Yeah, well, right. that's an interesting question because now it was coming off a bad season, but that was ultimately what made Doug not the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. It wasn't that bad season. It was wanting to pick his coordinators. And it will be interesting to see where Sirianni is in that. If he wins the Super Bowl here,
right?
You know, and if you're interested in having this guy here for the next 5 to 7 years, or if the org is like, look, happy to be here. We could, you know, we don't want to have to replace you, but, you know, this is what it is.
Yeah. I think it'll be a lot of conversations, and hopefully they can come to a meeting of the minds. In other words, I don't think it has to be my way or the highway from either side.
Right.
I don't think Nick is saying either I'm hiring my guy or whatever, or I don't know if the Eagles would say either you're going to take this guy or hit the bricks. Like, you know, they win the Super Bowl, even if this is a game where, say, it's very similar to the last Super Bowl, I don't know how much you're trying to change. So I don't think Nick is going anywhere. This would certainly be a collaborative thing. I don't know, man. I'm almost inclined to trust the Eagles. I'm almost inclined to trust them to find somebody that they feel is going to be able to run an offense they like, and they'll be able to get Nick to buy into it. He's bought into working with others that he's never worked with before. He's been receptive to that.
Well, it's getting him to buy in, and I know the other guy isn't a coach and doesn't get to make these choices, but the quarterback as well, this is an interesting dynamic too, right?
Yeah.
Because he went from having his guy to Kellen Moore coming in here, and though the team is great, it doesn't seem like this is a way that Jalen wants to play the rest of his career, where his role has been, you know, sort of minimized in terms of how much he's throwing. So,
well, he needs to throw more effectively.
Yes, throw more.
In other words, the Eagles would be okay if you threw more effectively. They wouldn't put the restraints on you.
Right, right. Again, I keep saying, like, they call 30, 31 pass plays a game. He just ends up with, you know, 19, 20 passes. So I think, you know, a coordinator that you're going to bring in here, and because I think that part of the interview will be interesting. What do you think you can get out of this guy?
Right.
Here are the different versions we've had out of Jalen.
Certainly how you were using, yes.
Yes, we've had this amazing season in 22. 23, he led the league in turnovers. 24, we went to the Super Bowl, but, you know, he wasn't throwing nearly as much. How can we optimize who he is? I think that's part of the conversation
as well.
And a lot of coordinators are lining up for the job, I'm sure. Like, it's pretty much a stepping stone.
Yeah, because you got a good support group.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there older offensive coordinators that are sort of Fangio-esque that you could...
Like Anthony Lynn comes to mind. He's down in Washington as the run game coordinator, I believe. But there's not... I feel like defense lends itself more towards the Fangio Spagnuolo types more than the hot, trendy offensive types.
Because Andy had Marty for how many years? Marty Morningway for how many years, you know? There's that. So I have to ask you, Ike, because I see it... I hear people talking about it, and I can't tell if they're being serious or not. This whole thing where people believe that the refs are giving the Chiefs preferential calls because the NFL wants the Chiefs to do well. Mm. Do you believe that this is, like, when you see people talking about this, do you think people actually believe it? Do you believe it?
I don't believe it, but I do believe fans believe it.
Yeah.
Right? That they seem to get favorable calls. I'm not going to sit here and say that if there's a 50-50 call, do most of those calls go in the favor of the Chiefs? Yeah. But guess what? They've earned that.
Right.
Just like the Patriots earned it.
Yep.
I don't know. When you win as much as they win, they're going to get the benefit of the doubt in a lot of these situations.
A great pitcher might get the benefit of the doubt from an umpire. A great NBA player may get the benefit of a doubt on a foul call.
I don't see anything egregious is what I'll say. Like, but these subjective calls that are 50-50 calls, you hit Patrick Mahomes anywhere up top and his head jars backwards, they're probably going to throw a flag to protect Patrick Mahomes.
I think
that's just what it is.
I think if you watched any team... See, the thing is, you see the calls and they're winning all the time and they're not winning by very much.
Right.
I think if you watched any team for an entire NFL year and didn't look at whether they won or lost, they'd probably get the benefit of calls that seem like 50-50 calls to you. It's just that the Chiefs are winning.
Right.
I can't believe. I know people think because of Taylor Swift and blah, 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 blah. It, nowadays in sports, because sports betting is such a huge part of the business for all these leagues, they can't. They screwed around like with this in the NBA years ago. I definitely believe that that happened.
Tim Donahue basically admitted it.
Well, even the league with the Kings-Lakers series. Mm-hmm. And I think they sort of screwed around and gave teams they wanted in the finals beneficial calls. I don't think you can do that anymore now, because if people were to find out the entire sports betting industry, if people find out that the league is like not fixing games.
There's certainly no hidden agenda from the league back there. But I think more people are just saying, is it the officials leaning more favorably towards Kansas City
because of who they are
with these calls, because of who they are.
Jack, do you believe it?
So I think Mahomes has a little bit of the Jordan rules.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a little bit of the Jordan rules.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's fair.
But I don't think they're openly trying to get the Chiefs certain calls. So I think, I think they get a favorable whistle, like a lot of great teams have done.
Yep.
But I also think, like, I thought the Eagles were the beneficiaries of a lot of calls against Washington, too. So, like, you know.
Yeah.
When you're a good team, yeah.
When you're a good team, you're going to get those calls.
Yep.
And what I find funny is there's a lot of revisionist history of like, well, this never happened with the Patriots.
Sure.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Everyone hated the Patriots with the stuff Brady used to get.
Well, it started with the tuck rule.
I know.
Yes. Yeah, start there.
Yeah, they changed it. Ask Richie about it.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll tell you.
But don't ask Richie about it because he gets worked up.
The tuck rule, he gets very worked
that
up.
That and taking his sandwich are the two things that I've never
can't
seen
do with Richie.
Actually mad.
If this Eagles team wins the Super Bowl, are they the greatest Philadelphia team of all time? 215-592-9494. Tony and Fox Chase, you're on WIP.
Happy Friday, guys. Thanks for putting me on the show.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, Ike. We need to be drinking that Ike juice right now, man.
Oh, man. Hook him up. They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Man, look, here are my thoughts. I'm old enough. I'm 57. I'm old enough to remember some of the other teams as far as the greatest sports teams in Philadelphia, like, you know, the 1980 Phillies and the Sixers. But when we win this Super Bowl, in today's era, they will become the greatest team, Philadelphia team ever. I mean, it's a loaded roster when you look at all the weapons that are on the offensive line, all the weapons that we've got on the defensive side, and the rookies that have stepped up and like, wow.
So you were in your late teens for the 83 Sixers. Mm. So you think they're more loaded than the 83 Sixers were?
Moses Malone was the difference maker, like Saquon is for the Eagles right now.
Yeah.
But
Dr. J, Mo Cheeks, Andrew Toney, Bobby Jones.
Think about the fact that the Sixers were not in the championship two times in 4 years.
Well, but it's this team. It's this team.
Yeah, not a combination.
Not the
combination
era.
Of
this
era.
Team. Yeah. 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this team, in my opinion, when you break down the position players, I mean, this is the strongest Eagles team I've ever been blessed to witness. I mean, it's an amazing, I mean, we're talking Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, you know, and Gainwell, who, by the way, was in the previous Super Bowl with us. And
Gainwell?
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to factor that in.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Buckhalter of the 2020s.
Yeah. All right, Tony. Yeah. We got you, brother. Gainwell. I didn't think we'd go A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Gainwell. I didn't think we'd do it in that order.
People forget Gainwell was our best runner in the postseason that year.
And I like Gainwell.
Playoff Kenny G.
Yeah, playoff Kenny G. He was our best runner.
Some of us had him plus 1,000 in the first playoff game.
We will get to Nick Costos and some early Super Bowl betting advice right after Jack tells you about Scott Honda.
I've been talking about my friends from Scott Auto Group, where I bought my first car in high school and my current vehicle. The Scott team just does it well. And now they have two Kia locations as well. So enjoy the road ahead in 2025 in the all-new Kia K4 sedan or the popular Kia Sorento, plus an amazing selection of Sportages and Seltos. With Scott Kia's offers and lease specials, you'll be seeing a lot more sailboats on the road. Visit Scott Kia of Springfield and Delco or the newly opened Scott Kia of Limerick, where it's always smooth sailing.
All right, joining us now, Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. You can check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app. And listen to You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast, right there in the Odyssey app, or watch from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on NBC Sports Now on Peacock. Costos, how we doing, buddy?
What's going on? I just want to say, I thought Jack did a really nice job with that read. He didn't stick the landing, though. The last line was a little rough, but besides for that, I thought Jack absolutely nailed the live read. That was pretty
good. There's many questions about my ability to read, so I appreciate
it. No, it was really good, and then like the last line, you read it like Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, a little bit.
I didn't understand.
Well,
he's getting better and better. You should have heard him when we started here. He's getting better and better.
It's pretty good. Not bad.
You know, you should hear our Bluetooth reads. Now, if you want to hear...
I used to do them.
All-star.
I got gotcha.
All-star. Gotcha. So before we get to the betting stuff, we were just talking about everyone talking about the Chiefs getting like calls and people thinking there's some sort of conspiracy. Where do you land on that whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's losers whine about officiating.
Yep.
They win every year. Sorry, everybody. And like, do Eagles fans think that?
I think you'll hear it. I think when you watch the game, I think if you asked an Eagles fan, hey, are we playing the Chiefs and the refs? They'd go, yeah. But I don't know that they really believe it.
Guys, like the Eagles are one of, I mean this, you're one of the premier franchises in the National Football League at this point. It wasn't like that when I was growing up, but it's definitely the truth now. The Eagles are better than Kansas City 1 through 53. Now, the Chiefs have Mahomes and Andy Reid and Spagnuolo, obviously. Like, don't do that. Like, don't be the loser Buffalo Bills, like the loser Baltimore Ravens, like the teams that always lose to the Chiefs, and start, like, can I use the hard B word that rhymes with witch or no?
Yes.
Like, don't bitch about officiating, guys. Like, you guys are the Eagles. I mean this as a compliment. Like, don't do that. Like, you can beat the Chiefs, and if their calls go your way, the team is good enough that they should be able to win no matter what. Losers whine about the officiating, like the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. Don't be losers like them.
So we'll ask you for your Super Bowl pick next,
like the Chiefs.
Next week. Okay, there you go. Well, you said, honestly, last week you said you were going to like the Chiefs,
yeah,
no matter what.
No question, yeah.
So, but from a Super Bowl overall, are you one of those guys that will like overdo it on the props for the Super Bowl, maybe bet on the coin toss, bet on the national anthem? Do you do all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. And what I always say is, like, you know, and like I will say this a lot this week on my show, different shows that I do, like, this is... You should always be betting responsibly, always, but especially on a day like this where the average sports bettor is going to have more bets on the Super Bowl than he or she will any other event the rest of the year, most likely, right?
Yeah.
So if that's true, just, like, don't overextend yourself. Like, yes, I bet tails every year on the coin toss. It's a really stupid bet because you're, like, there's a VIG, and it's a 50-50 proposition, right? So it's a horrible mathematical bet, but I say, F it, I like to have fun on Super Bowl Sunday. I will bet the Gatorade color, because it's really exciting when, like, the quarterback's taking knees, and, like, you don't know what the color of the Gatorade's gonna be when, like, they start walking behind the coach with it. So, yeah, like, I'm gonna have a lot of these, like, they're, quite frankly, they're stupid bets. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to handicapping them. It's, like, the luck of the coin toss. I don't know what color the Gatorade's gonna be. So, I would encourage people, like, if you want to do that, like, definitely do it, but go into the Super Bowl with, you know, how much money are you willing to lose betting on this game where you're not going to lose sleep that night?
Right.
Because, like, you've lost that money.
Go in with $50, do 10 different prop bets,
and
if you make pretend you're going to lose it all. Yeah.
Bet responsibly, exactly. And then, so yes, Spike, I will be betting a million different things, but like if other people are going to do that, don't get in over your skis. Like, bet responsibly, please.
So this line hasn't moved at all. It's still at 1.5 last time I looked, which is what it opened at. Do you think it's going to move before next Friday?
I think
or next Sunday, rather?
Before, so, you know, if it does, Like, it's never going to go to three on either side. Like, it'll never be Kansas City minus three. It'll never be Philadelphia minus three. I do think we'll probably see Eagles money hit the market. Maybe it closes a pick. I don't think the Eagles will close like a 1-point favorite, although it's not impossible that that happens. I think we're going to be hanging out in this range. Now, you know, it's 1.5 right now. The total's 49.5. The game is unlikely to land one, like a team to win by 1 point in a game with the total this high. Possible, but unlikely. So I think, Spike, what we're basically going to have here is a pick the winner of the game. Like, that's basically what it is right now. And even if the Eagles close a favorite, there's no real huge difference between one team favored by one versus another favored by one. I think we'll be hanging out in this range until kickoff next Sunday.
And do you have a gut on this? So the total is 49.5. Do you have a gut feeling on that one?
Yeah, I would say I would probably, I guess, like, I lean to the under, maybe lean to the under. I think the Chiefs will dink and dunk their way down the field. I think like the Eagles will not be able to run the ball as effectively as they have. I don't anticipate, at least at this point, betting the total. I am way invested in the Chiefs from before the season, multiple times throughout the season. I bet them to win the Super Bowl live during the AFC Championship game against Buffalo, and I bet them when the spread came out here. So I'm way in on Kansas City. Maybe I'll bet the total, maybe I won't, but the Chiefs will be my big bet in the game.
Total already down 1 point on FanDuel.
All right, down 48.5. Yep. Yeah, there you go. And you like the under. Yeah, I mean, you've been talking about the under for a while. Nick, we wanted to ask you a couple of Saquon questions here, given that you are a Giant fan. We are sending Buzz, one of our trusty compadres here at WIP.
His girlfriend, Woof.
Yes. We're sending him around Philadelphia. We got a big giant thank you card to thank Joe Shane that we're going to try to get to Shane. Would you sign that if we were to get it to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I am all, you guys know this.
Yes.
I am a New York sports fan, but I am all for, and my team is being embarrassed when they deserve to be embarrassed. And Joe Shane deserves to be. Honestly, like, I actually don't think, I would have let Saquon walk also. It's a great signing by the Eagles, but like the Giants were never winning with him. So I actually think the Giants did the right thing letting him walk. The Eagles did the right thing signing him. Howie Roseman was way right. But even with that being said, yes, I will sign it because I would like for the Giants to be embarrassed. Yes.
Awesome. So we will bring it to New Orleans so you can sign it.
I will sign it for you guys.
Awesome. And then as far as Saquon goes, when you, I know you watch this game because you're a bettor, so you're watching about your bets, but do you have a feeling one way or the other? Like, do you want Saquon to not win the Super Bowl because he was a Giant? Do you want him to win the Super Bowl? Is there any feeling aside from your bets in that area?
Well, I would like, well, I know you, the way you said that at the end there. I would like for him to not win because I bet the Chiefs. If he were on the Chiefs, I would very much be rooting for him to win. Look, like, you know, when I was growing up, I hated the Eagles so much. Like, especially, like, once McNabb got there with Reed, and you guys were kicking our
They're
ass.
Really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I hated the Eagles. I would never root for them to do anything. As time has gone on, like, it's just, you know, I don't really care as much, honestly. Also, when I worked at NFL Radio for SiriusXM, like, Derek Boyko's not with the Eagles anymore, right?
No, he's with the Bills.
But Bob Lang is back with the Eagles, right?
He is. Yeah.
Like best PR staff in the league. Helped me with everything I ever needed. The Giants never helped me with anything. So when stuff like that happens, I'm dead serious.
No, I hear you.
So, like, what benefits me more? If the Eagles make it farther or the Giants make it farther? It's almost like the Eagles. So, like, look, like, I want the New York teams to win, but I don't really care. I think Saquon's awesome. He's a great guy. He's a great guy in the community. He's obviously a great leader. He's a Hall of Fame caliber player. And again, it makes my team look bad, and we should look bad. Now, I will root against him because I bet the Chiefs, but if I did not have the bet on the Chiefs, I have no beef with Saquon Barkley. I actually think the Eagles are, like, a pretty likable team.
All right, Nick. Well, we look forward to seeing you next week and get you to sign the card. And I want to see all the bets you have, by the way, next week.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, dude, of course. Can I give you one now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, prop bet now. And I'll just give, how much time do I have, just so I know not to go over?
Minute.
Okay, so when it comes to yardage props for the Super Bowl, you want to bet overs early and unders late, with the thought being that as time goes on, people are going to bet overs, right? Numbers are going to go up. So yesterday on the show, on You Better You Bet, in the NBC Sports Now Hour, which you can watch on Peacock 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern every day, I gave out A.J. Brown over 68.5. It's 70.5 already today. Wow. I'm not saying I move the market, just that, like, what do people think this is going to do? It's going to go up. I think it goes up into, like, the mid to high 70s by kickoff.
Wow.
And I think he's going to go over. I think the number is ridiculous. So A.J. Brown over 70.5 receiving yards. And I think if you bet that now and you look at it again 1 week from now, it's going to be like 75 to 78.5.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like Kelsey's 63.5. Like, what do people think is going to happen with that number? Like,
right.
It's going to stay there?
Yep. No, that's going up too. Yeah, that's going up too.
But A.J. Brown's the one that I really like. I saw that. It's just like, no way. Because again, like if Saquon's not running for 180 yards, right? And this isn't going to be the Jalen Hurts had that straitjacket comment, right?
Yep.
And this isn't going to be like I don't think the Eagles can win if Hurts throws for 130 yards. And I think the game is going to be close. It stands to reason that A.J. Brown's going to get a ton of targets in this game. Also, Devontae Smith's yardage prop is 50.5. I don't know, man. Like, he's one of the best receivers in the league. That feels low also. Goddard's number looks about right to me, 52.5. It's finally gotten bet up. I had him in all three games in the NFC playoffs, went over every time. A.J. Brown, though, is the one that really stands out to me at this point in the process.
All right, Nick, we'll see you next week, buddy.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck. I will see you in New Orleans.
All right, that is Nick Kostos, host of Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Coming up next, Elliot's going to join us, see if there's any new news with BG, any new news with Cam Jurgens, any new news with Landon Dickerson, Kenny Gainwell, all that stuff. And we have another thing to throw in his face where maybe he can finally admit he was wrong and Ike was right on a certain other piece of information. So that is coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.